God bless you and thank you for joining us this evening. Father, we're just so thankful for life that you've given us. Lord, you could have made us into a rock or just some other thing, another animal or something, but you made us human beings and you blew the breath of life into us. And then you sent Jesus to die for us. Lord, we just thank you for all the wonderful things that you've done, the wonderful Holy Ghost, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God. And we thank you for touching Brother Freedom this night and anointing him, Lord, and that the word that comes out of his mouth will go out across the internet into the ears of these hearers. In Jesus' name, and bless them, we pray. Amen.
Father, we just thank you and we praise you for thy wonderful mercy, for thy faithfulness. Lord, we just thank you and we can never repay what you've done for us. We thank you for the good and ever perfect gift that comes down to meet our needs every day. Help us to walk this journey that we don't have to feel alone. We know that you're by our side. You're keeping us with your mighty hand. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus, that wonderful name of Jesus, that name is higher. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. In Thessalonians, the first chapter, Paul was speaking to the church at Thessalonica, and he was exhorting them, but the second verse says, we give thanks to God always for you in making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Your work of faith. It's a work you got to put your whole being. The Lord says, without faith is impossible pleasing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says in Romans that God gives us a measure of faith. But also our faith grows after we receive Jesus Christ, our personal Savior, and we should grow in the nature and admonition of the Lord with all faith, because faith is impossible to live a life without faith. And faith is something we have to work on. The Bible says faith cometh by the Word and hearing and reading the Word. The Word is powerful. It builds up our faith and helps us to strengthen our weaknesses that we have. We all have weakening. It's like I know in gym, you go there because there's a certain part of our bodies that's weak. And that weakness causes us to not be able to carry out the tasks it faces. That's the way it is spiritually. There's weaknesses in our body and with our lives that we don't have the power, the organization of God upon us in a way that we can work in His counsel. Without faith is impossible to do these things. It says our labor of love. Boy, you know, Paul really loved, I know he loved, he put his whole heart and patience and hope of the Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father. The hope is what we have to have, that hope of we know that we're going where we're, there's a hope that now by faith, hope, and charity. Hope is that part that we have the assurance it's going to, it's beyond faith. It's that assurance that's going to take place. Faith, you sort of see it, but hope, you just know it. It comes from God only. So we need a hope. And ye became followers of us of the Lord, having received the word with much affliction. And this is part here, with joy of the Holy Ghost. With joy of the Holy Ghost. And up here it says, for our gospel came not in you for the word only, but also in power in the Holy Ghost. And that's one thing that I've seen in the last 50 years. In the old days, I'm not saying it because of the old days, but there was an awe that come in the church services. Everybody when it came there, they were expecting. They were expecting something to happen. But see, later on, there was some there that says, when they was expecting it not to happen because they didn't want it. So that brought a decline to the move of the Spirit. In the old days, there was an awe that come in the church services. And in those kind of conditions, people get healed. And the pastors, the evangelists, who were speaking, they moved with great power, with great authority. And most of them were not learned men like we are today. Most of them were pretty, education was way down. But God moved upon them with much, with power in the Holy Ghost. See, nowadays people don't even know what you're talking about with the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost moved in the meeting. He was there as the advisor. He was there as the instructor. He was there as the leader. He was the physical, what healed people. He was God's power through him, the unction that never failed. It was the power that delivered. I remember a girl had a goiter and how God come down and just healed her. And I remember many things. There was three little girls, deaf and dumb girls that came. Well, I feel the glory. Glory! The glory's here today. The glory. How those three little deaf and dumb, they could not speak and could not hear. They worked in the cotton patch. There was four people that weren't like nowadays. That night, I think they had a visiting. I'm not sure if he was an evangelist, what he was, but he was the speaker. And he had the gift of healing. When he laid hands on those three little girls, they all come alive. And this is what was amazing thing. They say, they never heard it. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Those little girls come alive. And I've seen too much of those come alive. Oh, that have a wife when she had her neck broken. How that God healed her instantly. Went back the next day and they couldn't even find a break. The x-ray showed it was broke and then said that she wasn't going to make it. She says, God's going to heal me. She had that faith in the Lord. She had that faith that God was going to heal her. And I've seen that countless times when God moved mightily. And it was because of people had that simple faith. They believed. They tarried in the Lord. They waited upon God. They sought Him. And they wouldn't say, ashamed to say, Lord, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, Father, I thank you for your goodness, I thank you for your Son, I thank you for that witness that's in my heart. Oh, glory to God, it was a glorious time, a day that Paul's talking about here. People now, when the Spirit comes upon you, they get scared, they get weak-kneed, they start passing out because they got to get away, they get afraid. But that fear is not from God. God doesn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power. But what are you going to do when you stand before that God that day? And He says, I've given you all these signs. They says, what signs? He says, it's in the Word. It's right here in the Word. But much assurance as in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God makes it alive. He tells you exactly. He's there. But you know, the Bible says that we might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing. That's in Colossians. We might walk and all being fruitful in every good work. But without the Spirit of God, I don't believe there's no way in this world that we can do it without that unction from the Holy One. It's like an engine. You put an engine together and you forget and leave, don't put no piston in, it can't run. That's what we're doing now because we left the vital part out and it's not going to ever run. It's not going to have any power. You can crank it over with a starter and it just sits there and hum, but nothing's happening. And that's what we are without the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is still the same Spirit. That same Spirit that lifted up Jesus is going to lift us up. He's coming back through the clouds of glory. And friends out there, you need Him this night. You need to be filled with that presence of God. You need that overflowing of God's glory. You need that love that saturates you from the very... It's like syrup that comes from the love of God comes upon you. He cleanses you. He uplifts you. He makes His face to shine upon you. He's gracious unto you. And you need to ask Him for that... What you need the power, the unction, that saving power of God. We've lost it. It's sad to say. Last night I heard these great evangelists not know no word about the unction of the Spirit. It's all philosophy. But the Bible says we must stay hot. If we get lukewarm, the Bible says God's going to spew us out of us. And that's what we do. When we get lukewarm, then we quit tarrying because it's all head knowledge. And head knowledge puffs up. Head knowledge gets us in a place that pride
comes into our being so much that we're looking to do things in ourselves, and in ourselves brings great problems and brings great difficulties. Problems happen to us, and we lose out, and we become losers instead of winners like we were. We're losers. We lose out. We have nothing to control our lives. We have no witness. We need the witness of the Spirit of God that keeps us in a state, straight and narrow pathway that leads to heaven. Without that witness, we fail. We cannot keep our way strong before God without the move of the Spirit. And we need the move of the Spirit tonight. We need His help. We need that hope. God's here to touch you. And I know it's not something that's even been spoken of in these last years, but I believe that we need that unction of the Spirit of God that brings us up on fire. The Spirit of God that gives us that holiness, that desire to serve the Lord. Without that desire, we lose out. We haven't the faintest thing knowing what we're supposed to do, only what's in our own minds. And our own mind can't grasp what God has for us. Our own minds can't get it. We need that supreme being that's in us. Greater is He, the unction of the Spirit of God that makes us to shine, to move upon by the Spirit of God, that enlightens us to be able to carry the load, the witness of the Spirit of God upon us, that we can live a life that's above reproach. A life that is in no ways, there's no condemnation in us when we walk with the Lord. When we don't walk with the Lord, there's condemnation, there's guilt, there's troublesome times, there's guile, wrath, all these things that come in us, we find ourselves as pulling away instead of attracting ourselves to the Lord. We find ourselves the opposite, is trying to get away from the Lord. We're getting afraid of the Lord, like Adam and Eve were. They were afraid after they sinned. Well, God wants us to get back to where we're no sin in our heart, that we can be partakers of Him. He wants to walk with us day by day. Without His supernatural encounter, we cannot do it. We're afraid. If we get out of kilter, it shows up in our devotion. It shows up in our prayer time. It shows up when we go to church. It shows up when we see someone that needs help. All these times, because we have not that particle. We're not equipped to do the work of the ministry without the Spirit. It's the one that gives us the unction to rightly divide the word of truth, rightly commit ourselves in the way of God. Without the unction, we are most men miserable. Without that hope, we fail. Without the ability of God, we do not know the way, the pathway that is just is a shining light. But when we stay away from God, we're not like that shining light that shines more and more. We're darkened. Even our being is scented with the evil smell. Yet we lose that vitality that God gives us. The sanctification that God wants to sanctify us by His glory. And that sanctification is yielding, is travailing. Lest we travail, there's no birth to children. And that's why we're not seeing people saved. That's why we're seeing not people. The Spirit of God is here. I'm not talking very good, but God's here to heal you. God's here to help you. God's here to make His face shine on you, and you cannot get away that God has the covering for you. God has got the right place for you, and it's in tarrying for Him through the power of the Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We need that liberty tonight. We need the power of God to help us. We're not insulated with the insulation to cover us against the enemy. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. We need the insulation of God's glory. When God insulates us with His power, then we're sheltered, we're protected. Without it, we become defiled. We become the person that cannot handle himself. We're the person that is drunken in his livelihood. He don't live a straight and narrow walk. He's walking wide. He's walking in his own clumsy way. Without the Spirit of God, we find ourselves in a place not sanctified, not justified, not moved upon by God's Spirit. Unless we can be moved upon by God's Spirit, we're not going to make heaven. If we miss heaven, you've missed it all. If you miss heaven, you're missing God's glory. You cannot miss God's glory. You've got to have it. You need God. I cannot speak tonight, but you need the glory of God. You need the emphasis of God's glory. If God be with you, nothing can harm you. No evils can fall thee. No plague come on thy dwelling. That's when we have God. But without it, the plague does come upon you. All evil harms you. The things of sin come upon you. They start beating you down to the way that you've lost your way. You lost your power. You lost your anointing. You lost your holiness. You're walking in self. And pretty soon you're a candidate for the other side. And we find ourselves failing God. We find ourselves the enemy laughing at us and say, boy, I just brought another one down. Got another one. That's what's happening. We need to be men of God, women of God, who will stand and say, Lord, in me I trust. In no other way, there's no other way but you this day. I love you and I thank you this day. Wonderful Savior, I pray tonight for your people tonight. Bless them in a mighty way. Lift them in Jesus' name. Mighty way in Jesus' name. Bless your people. Open their eyes. Get them someplace where they can pray in the Spirit. You need to read Acts, the book of Acts out there. Read the first couple chapters of Acts. Read the book of Acts because it's available to them as far off. The Lord thy God, this gift is forever. It'll help you. It'll make you to walk in victory. It'll make you to walk in His promises. You don't have to be afraid because God has not given the Spirit, but a power of the sound mind. Father, I pray for your people this night. Help them in a mighty way. I pray that you'll make your face to shine upon them. Father, I pray that you do the will. Oh, I know that we have left you, but help us, your people, to regain that love, that they want to come back and know you once more before that day when the final day comes and this day is coming very short, when no man can work, no man can, that day is the hour when we must already be ready. Make your people ready this night. Make your people ready. Their eyes will be upon thee to stay in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. God bless you all. Love you all. God bless in Jesus' name. Amen.
This was a special message, and you need to listen to it again. Thank you, Father. We give you glory for this message from heaven. Amen and amen in Jesus' name.